Okay, Bible and Daily Lifers, here we go. We are going through the New Testament one chapter a day. And so if you haven't caught up, then just keep moving. And then when you get to the end, just loop back to the beginning again. So we are in chapter 16 of Matthew. Matthew is the gospel that was written to the Hebrews, the first century Hebrews, the first century Jewish community. And so a lot of the things that are in there apply to that community. So we'll try to explain some of those as we move along. So it says the Pharisees and the Sadducees came up. So they're sort of like what we would call denominations. One of them is a little more conservative in their interpretation. One is a little more liberal in their interpretation of the scriptures. Well, they came to test him. Now, these two don't generally get along, but now they're teaming up together against Jesus. Amazing how that happens. And they asked for a sign from heaven. Well, there'd already been a whole bunch of signs. We're in chapter 16. There have been lots of signs, but they come and they ask for a sign. And Jesus said to them, when it's evening, you say it will be fair weather because the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today because the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you can't interpret the sign of the times. What times is he talking about? He's talking about the times of him coming into the world, the Messiah. Keep in mind, he's talking to the Jewish Hebrew community of the first century. Well, they had been studying the book and the prophecies of the book for hundreds of years, for centuries. And all of those things were pointing to the time of the Messiah. And now it is the time of the Messiah. And he's saying, you can't see it. You don't understand the times. Even though you study about it all the time, you're missing it. And he said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. And so he left them and departed. What's he talking about, the sign of Jonah? Well, you have to go into the Old Testament and you read the account of Jonah. And he's supposed to go and preach in Nineveh, and he's got some resistance to it. And it tells us that he was swallowed by a great fish. Now, there's some evidence for that. In fact, recently, within the last year or two, there was somebody who had got swallowed by a whale, and the whale spit him up. So Jonah, the scripture tells us that he was in the belly of a great fish for 3 days and three nights. Now, some people think that maybe he was dead in there and he came back to life, but the idea was he was there in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. And Jesus is saying that the sign of the Son of Man, that the sign that they're going to get is that Jesus will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He'll be buried, and he'll come back to life, just like Jonah. So that's all he told them, and he wasn't going to do some magic trick for them, so to speak. He did miracles because he did it out of his compassion, because he was God incarnate. He was the representation of the kingdom of God among people. So that's why he did it. So when the disciples reached the other side, the other side of what? The other side of the lake. They had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they began to discuss among themselves. They said, it's because we didn't bring any bread. You know, Jesus is talking about this. But Jesus, aware of this, he said, oh, you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourself the fact you have no bread? Don't you yet perceive? Don't you understand? You've been with me for a while. Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets were gathered? Or the seven loaves for 4,000 and how many baskets were gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I'm not talking about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And then they understood that he did not tell them to be aware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What's he saying? He's saying that just a little bit ruins the whole lump. So be careful, because these things come in, these oppositions, these oppositional teachings, these false teachings, these things that aren't true, they come in very little and then they can grow big. We like to say that the way that error or lies are hidden, they're hidden right in the middle of truth. So you can go truth, 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 lie, truth, 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 lie, truth, truth, truth. And so it moves so fast that the lie just sort of gets caught up in the truth. And so the idea of leaven, you put it in the loaf, and that's what, you know, makes it sort of rise. So be careful, because a little bit of leaven can work its way through everything. So watch out for the teaching. Watch out for false teaching. Watch out for people that are trying to drag you into things that simply aren't true, to wrong interpretations of the scripture, to wrong things about Jesus, to legalisms. Be very, very careful about those things. So verse 13. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, now this is a long way away. He takes him all the way up north into the country. All the way up there. It's way up there. And he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Now, why Caesarea Philippi? That's up at the headwaters of the Jordan River. And when you get up there, there's all these caves that are carved into a mountainside, a hillside. And the caves used to be dens of worship, idol worship. And all of the idols there, all of the idols of the land were there. You can still go there today and still see some of that that's there. So it's all the idols, all the false gods, they're all worshipped up there. So Jesus brings his disciples up to Caesarea Philippi, where all of the idols are worshipped, where all of the false gods have their little hideouts, their little dens, their little cutouts, their little statues, whatever, their little representations. He brings them up and he stands among them. So it's Jesus among the gods. So there he is standing among the gods, and he says, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, well, some people say you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. Of course, Herod thought that. Others say Elijah, because the scripture says that Elijah would come before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So maybe Elijah is here now. Elijah is the prophet that was taken up into heaven in a flame in a chariot. And they're saying, well, maybe this is Elijah. Others were saying Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet and, cared about Jerusalem and cried about Jerusalem. And so they're saying, maybe he's Jeremiah. Come back. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? What are you guys saying? And Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him and he said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. That means the son of Jonas, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you that you're Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Nothing can stand against the church. People get so caught up. What's going to prevent the forward movement of the church? Will severe governments? Will nations invading nations? Will a nation invading us? Will COVID? What will stop the forward movement of the church? Nothing. Nothing. The gates of hell can't stand up against the church. The gates of hell won't prevail against it. And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he strictly charged them to tell no one that he was the Christ. So he brings them up there, Jesus among the gods, Jesus among the idols, Jesus among all of the things that are worshipped. And he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, God revealed that to you. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Heavenly Father revealed that to you. The Spirit showed you that. God showed you that. And so then he makes this confession the church will be built on Peter. And some people say, well, that's because, Peter was the Pope and it would be built upon Peter. But it's really built upon Peter's profession of faith. What is the church built on? The church is built on this. This is the foundation of the church, is that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, that he is the Son of the living God. That's the foundation of the church. Everything builds off of that. Everything grows off of that. And then he says that they're going to be able to bind and loose. Well, what does that mean? The rabbis of old, they were able to bind you or loose you from the law. They were, the 613, 614 laws, right, that you were supposed to obey. And sometimes there was, well, how do you interpret that? So in other words, if there was a dead body in your house was unclean. And they said, well, a dog died on my porch. Is my house clean or unclean? And you go, the rabbi would say, well, on the porch, that's outside the house, right? Well, yes, but the head of the dog was inside. Oh, well, then you're bound by the law. And so Jesus was saying that these guys were going to be able to bind you to the law or loose you from the law. And what happens when the New Testament comes around is you're not bound to those Old Testament laws at all. It's Jesus Christ. He's the fulfillment of all of those things. So kind of interesting that he made them the new group of rabbis, the new order of rabbis. He was building something new. Jesus talks about this, that you don't pour new wine into old wineskins. You don't put new cloth on an old cloth that will tear away. So you want to get away from that's old and stodgy and can where the new can't stand it. So Jesus was making a new order of rabbis, which means teachers, and it was going to be these guys, and the church would be built on this profession of faith that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So I'll read the rest of the chapter. We didn't do it all, but we'll see you next time in chapter 17 of Matthew. Hey, bless you guys. Love you. Find us wherever you found us. Spotify, YouTube, Calvary Chapel 316, podcast, wherever. Hey, bless you guys.